there's been a huge feeling, I suppose, in the county and across the country over the last 18 months that the cutbacks to the community and voluntary sector, you know, have been savage, really, and that we have to have some level of influence in saying that this needs to stop and there needs to be a focus on the value for money that community and voluntary organisations offer and the range of services and supports they give to, you know, people living in poverty, people with disabilities, young children, youth work, like the whole range of work that the community and voluntary sector does. And really, I suppose the Donegal County Community Forum thought that the issues in Donegal, you know, a large rural county that has very high levels of deprivation and poverty, that we needed representation at the national level, and the Donegal County Community Forum then nominated me on as a nominee for the AGM last weekend.
And with your election, this will give the community and voluntary sector an important voice now nationally?
We would hope so. I mean, I don't think that the National Community and Voluntary Forum is, you know, a panacea for all of the ills that are facing the community and voluntary sector, but I do think that it's one way of bringing our issues to the table, because, you know, they have access to, you know, like joint Oireachtas committees. They're meeting very shortly, hopefully, with the Minister, Phil Hogan. It's a way of, you know, building solidarity and building a collective approach right throughout the country.